You don't know. How do you got that name? But they mostly trap and fish and just a rough. Maybe they may be roughnecks. They're just a rough kind of people. That's going out here to Estherfield. Sound like
Estherfield. Public airport?
Uh-huh, it's public. It's public.
Military base way over there?
That's out at, on the other side of Boys Road. That's the England Air Force Base. That's out on up the Boys Road now. Then you go to the west. Mm-hmm.
What would you say about an old person, maybe in their 80s, still gets around real well, has a lot of energy? You say for their 80s, they're awfully...
Well, for the 80s, they're awful spry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, huh? What?
I'm afraid.
And you say, well, she isn't, I don't see why she's afraid now. She had never been afraid before. You say, why she's afraid now?
Is somebody might scare her.
Well, would you say she used to be or didn't used to be, or how would you say that?
She didn't used to be afraid.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say they're mighty...
careless.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
peculiar.
Anything else?
Kind of feeble or something.
Do you ever use the word queer or quar?
Queer. Well, could say queer. Act queer.
What does it mean to say someone acts queer?
Well, that's just a change of, you know, people get old people kind of get acting a little strange, acting a little queer.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years? Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Well, I guess it did.
What would it mean now?
I guess it did. Now it wouldn't mean you were this, you a little bit lost your wit.
Did you ever hear someone call someone a-queer, meaning homosexual?
No.
And someone who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's
going to
do things his way, and he won't
listen to you.
What would you say? Bullheaded.
Bullheaded.
You met plenty of people like that?
Yeah, I met plenty of people like that. This is bullheaded. They got to have the last word. Best to let them alone. Go real weak. When they hit the head enough out against the wall, they'll stop.
What would you say about someone that you can't joke with him without him losing his temper? Just the least little thing, and he gets real upset.
There's something wrong upstairs. This is best to leave him alone.
Do you ever, say something that happened to embarrass someone? You'd say, well, you better not tease him about that now, because when it comes to that, he's still a little bit...
edgy.
Did you ever say touches or touchy?
Touchy. That's right.
He said, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
So touchy.
Okay. But if he lost his temper, you said he really got...
If he lost his temper, he really must have been mad, huh?
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just